The Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to talk about the freedom that is found through your Son, Jesus Christ.
天父，感谢你给我这个机会，可以来传讲你的自由，就是在你儿子耶稣基督上面的自由。
Please give me the strength to speak.
帮助我有力量可以讲这个信息。
And open our hearts for your word.
也打开我们的心，可以接受你的话语。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
祷告奉耶稣的名，阿门。
This morning I'm going to talk about freedom.
今天早上我要讲自由。
You know, the reason why America has more immigrants than any other countries in the world is because America is a country of freedom and opportunity.
美国之所以是世界上移民最多的国家，是因为美国人对自由赋予了很高的价值。
You know, opportunity is a kind of freedom because opportunities allows you a way to become who you want to be or what you want to become.
机会是很重要，是一种自由，因为它给了我们可以去做一些我们愿意做的事情的机会。
Now in American history, there was a famous person called Patrick Henry, and he said a very famous phrase. He said, "Give me liberty or give me death."
在美国历史上有一个很著名的人叫 Patrick Henry, 他说过一句名言就是不自由，勿宁死。
If you know also the European history, remember back in, many years ago when Germany was divided between East and West?
如果你熟悉欧洲历史的话，你记得很多年前德国是被分成西德和东德。
East Germany was communist, West Germany was democratic.
东德是共产主义的，西德是民主的。
And so the Russians built a wall, very famous, called Berlin Wall that separate East Berlin from West Berlin.
那俄国人就在柏林建了一个墙，把这个柏林分成两边。
And around the wall there is electric fence and a minefield, so very difficult for people to escape.
在那个墙的周围甚至布满了地雷，是很难让人去越过的。
But despite that, many people risk their lives to try to escape from East Germany to West Germany.
但就是这样危险的情况，很多人愿意冒生命的危险翻过那个墙到西德去。
You know, such is the human quest for freedom.
这个就是人对于自由的渴望。
You know, human is born for a desire for freedom.
人天生就是带着对自由的向往。
But I think underneath our desire for freedom is something even stronger, and that is a spiritual freedom.
但是我觉得在我们对于身体的自由的这样的强烈的渴望之下，隐藏的其实是我们更深的自由，就是对于灵魂的自由的向往。
There are many kinds of freedom, like there's political freedom, like freedom of speech, freedom of electing the leaders.
其实自由有很多种，我们讲到有政治自由，有言论自由，还有投选举的自由。
And there's personal freedom, like do the things I want, go to the place I want to go.
还有个人的自由，就是我可以做一些我自己愿意做的事情和去一些我想要去的地方。
But there is a freedom that transcends all these freedom, that's spiritual freedom.
但是在这些自由的最基本的一项自由是在这个的这些的根基就是灵的自由。
For example, if a person did something wrong and he feels very guilty, even if he has the freedom to travel anywhere he wants in the world, he's free to go anywhere, but yet there's something inside his heart that binds him.
比如说有一个人他也许可以自由的周游世界，但是如果他的心里被一个什么东西捆着，即使他可以想做自己做的事情，去一些自己想去的地方，他还是会觉得有被捆绑住。
See, to understand freedom, we must first understand bondage.
所以要理解什么是自由，我们要先理解什么是捆绑。
Because it's difficult to understand what a husband is unless you know what a wife is.
因为我们很难定义什么是一个丈夫，如果我们不先去了解什么是妻子的话。
And it's hard to know what light is unless you understand what darkness is.Light.
我们很难去定义什么是光，除非我们已经知道了什么是黑暗。
Therefore, we must understand bondage first before we can understand freedom.
所以我们在了解什么是自由之前，我们要先知道什么是捆绑。
So in 2 Peter chapter 2, Peter said that a man is a slave to whatever has mastered him.
在彼得后书二章十九节，彼得说：“人被谁制服，就是谁的奴仆。”
Like in the 1960s, there was a sexual revolution in America.
在美国的六十年代，开始了一场性解放运动。
Basically, this is a culture where people believe that they should have the freedom to have sexual relationship with anyone they want.
基本上就是，它是一场文化的改变，就是人们。他们相信说，他们可以自由地和任何人发生性关系。
Now, people might be free to engage in sex with whoever they want, but they can never be free from the guilt that is a consequence of their doing.
人们也许可以自由地这样去做，但是他们无法摆脱淫乱所造成的后果和罪疚感。
I believe unfulfilled relationship caused by casual sex is one of the main causes for depression among young people today.
我相信今天很多年轻人中间出现的抑郁症有一个主要的原因就是人们相信他们可以随意的跟其他人发生性关系但是这样子的关系又无法是一个健全的关系
Do you know that right now what's the number one prescription drug in America?
你知道现在美国头号的这个处方药是什么吗
It's antidepressant
就是抗抑郁症的药
And this is also why alcohol is very popular in college
这个也是为什么酒精就是酒类是在大学里很受欢迎。
Because alcohol momentarily can free a person from the emotional pain.
因为酒可以让你暂时脱离感情上的伤痛。
But then when the effect wears off, the pain comes back even stronger than before.
但是当这个酒精的效力过去了，你的伤痛又会回来，而且可能会比以前更严重。
So freedom to have sex or to drink is actually a bondage.
所以就是这种性关系的自由和这种饮酒上的放纵其实是一种捆绑。
Now look at the internet.
我们来看看网络。
Now today people are free to access any data they want in the internet.
现在的科技可以帮助我们随时去使用网络和这些信息告诉。
Do you know what is the number one most popular website?
你知道现在最流行的网站是什么吗
You know, I'm a finance professor. I thought that the most popular website must be financial website, right?
我是叫金融的老师，我以为可能是那种金融信息的网站。
But no, it turns out to be pornography websites.
但其实是更多的是淫秽黄色网站。
You know, in the old days, it was very inconvenient for men to get pornographic material.
你知道在过去的年代其实人要是想要拿一些得到一些淫秽黄色的资料是很难的。
He has to go to a store and to buy a magazine, but he will have to look left and right to make sure that he knows is around.
他可以去商店去买，但是买的时候就要左右看看有没有人看到他在买。
But today it is so easy.
但今天这个变得很容易。
All a person has to do is just close the door and click the mouse.
那有人想做的话，就是他只要把门一关，然后点一点鼠标。
I've heard a statistic that half the Americans are addicted to pornography.
我曾经听到过一个数据，就是说美国人中其实有一半的人沉溺于这样子的黄色网站。
And in the recent years, there is a new reason for divorce, and it is the husband addicted to pornography.
最近呢有调查说有离婚的。怎样造成离婚的原因？其中有一个是丈夫会沉溺于这样的黄色网站。
Yeah, so pornography is also very common bondage today.
所以这样子的黄色网站也是对于人们的一种捆绑。
When I was a boy, I remember there was a commercial on television on a cigarette called the Genius Slim.
当我小的时候，我记得有一个电视广告是。推销一种产品叫 Virginia Slim.
Now, so this cigarette is slimmer than the men's cigarette.
这种香烟呢是比一般男士香烟要细一些。
So basically, it is a cigarette that is geared for women.
这种产品就是特殊设计成给女性吸烟。
So the commercial say something like that. Well, you know, last century, women did not have the right to vote, but now they do. So why don't you take advantage of your freedom and enjoy the pleasure of smoking just like men?
这个广告的广告词说，在过去的一个世纪里，女性是没有投票权的。现在她们有了，那你就应该多使用这样子的自由来享受一下吸烟的快感吧。
And that commercial was very successful.
那个广告却当时真的非常成功。
And today, the number one killer for women is not breast cancer, it is lung cancer.
结果造成的就是今天女性的几个死亡率发病原因最高的不是乳腺癌，而是肺癌。
I guess from all these we can see that this world is a world of people who are enslaved by bondage.
我们到这里我们可以看到说这个世界里充满人这样子的人，就是他们都生活在这种捆绑当中。
Remember when God saw his people were slaved in Egypt, he was sad, so that he sent Moses down to free his people.
你记得当上帝看见自己的子民在埃及受苦的时候，他感到非常难过，他就差遣摩西去使以色列人自由。
And today, God has sent his son to our midst.To save us from our sins.
今天，上帝差遣他自己的儿子耶稣来到我们这样的混乱当中，使我们得自由。
Yes. So let me explain spiritual freedom.
让我来解释一下什么是灵性的自由。
A person has three beings: our body, our mind, and our spirit.
一个人我们有三个方面，我们有身体、有思想、有灵魂。
So the body is just a tent because when we die, this tent will come off.
我们的身体就好像一个帐幕。当我们死的时候，这个帐幕就没不在了。
And only the spirit would remain. So the spirit is our real person.
只有这个人的灵魂会继续活着，所以灵魂是这个人真实的自己。
Now, there's also a spiritual law in this world.
这个世界有一个属灵的规律定律。
It cannot be changed.
它是不能够改变的。
For example, if I drop this pen would drop because there's a law of gravity.
就好像说我在这里如果丢这支笔，它一定会掉到地上，因为它遵循这个地球的重力的引力的定律。
So in the same way, there is a law about sin.
同样的道理，在灵界在我们就是有一个属灵的定律，就是罪的定律。
And the law is this: if a person sin, the devil will have a claim on his spirit.
也就是说如果一个人他犯罪。魔鬼一定会牵制住他的灵魂。
Spirit in heaven is a free spirit, but a spirit in hell is a slave spirit.
在天国的灵是自由的灵，在地狱的灵是被奴役的灵。
But only when someone who is sinless dies for the person who has sinned, would that person be set free.
只有当一个无罪的人替我们这样的人死的时候，一个人才会得自由。
And that sinless person is Jesus Christ.
而这个无罪的人就是上帝的儿子耶稣。
That's why Jesus said, when the Son sets you free, you're free indeed.
这就是为什么圣经里说，如果天父的儿子若叫你自由，你们就真自由了。
So the freedom of a nation costs the blood of many soldiers.
一个国家对于一个国家来说，它的自由的代价通常是一些战士们的鲜血。
And the freedom of our spirit costs the life of our God's Son Jesus Christ.
而我们灵性的自由要换来也是有代价的，就是基督的血。
And so therefore, Paul said this in Galatians. He said that you, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge in sinful nature, rather serve one another in love.
所以保罗在加拉太五章十三节说，弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会，总要用爱心互相服侍。
So basically saying that Jesus, his son, has set us free.
基本这里是在说耶稣就是上帝的儿子，他会让我们得自由。
Let us not go back to our old bondage.
让我们不要再回到以前的我们的捆锁当中。
Let's move forward to the new freedom that we have.
让我们往前走，可以进入我们的真自由。
And use that freedom to serve one another.
用这样的自由去服侍别人。
Next verse is in 1 Corinthians. Paul said that each one should retain the place in life that the Lord assigned to him and to which God has called him.
另一处在加哥林多前书七章二十节说，个人蒙召的时候是什么身份，仍要守住这样子的身份。
So according to this, we can actually have freedom by living according to the place that God has placed us.
Oh, sorry,
Let's talk about an example of the prodigal son.
那我们讲一下那个浪子的例子。
So, this young man was not married, and he has been living in his father's house for many years.
嗯，这个浪子他还很年轻，还没有结婚，当时是跟他的父亲住在一起。
So he's tired, and he wants his freedom.
但他厌倦了一直待在父亲的身旁，他想要有自由。
So he asked his father to give him his money so that he can go out and leave home.
于是他让他的父亲把他的家产给他，他就可以离家出去。
And so this young man took the money and he basically squandered it on women, in drinking and also probably in gambling.
这个人呢，他拿了父亲给他的钱，就到外面挥霍一空。
And after he used up all his money, he has to work in a pig farm.
当他把自己的钱都挥霍光了以后，他只能在一个很猪栏里边工作。
Yes. And then while he was feeding the swine, he actually he was so hungry that he actually wanted to eat the food that the swine were eating.
当他在照料喂那些猪的时候，他已经饿得想要连猪食都想吃了。这时候他突然想到了，他想要自由。
And then he realized that my home is even better than what I'm doing now.
然后他突然醒悟过来，意识到说我在家的时候比现在好多了。
So he realized he done wrong.
他意识到自己做错了事情。
Yes, and he felt sick.He was not shaken by the swine flu.
然后他觉得自己病了。
He was shaken by his own sins.
他为自己的罪感到懊悔。
So he realized that and he returned home.
他意识到这一点就回家了。
And his father welcomed him and celebrated his return with a banquet.
他的父亲很高兴他回去，甚至举办了一个大的这个酒席来迎接他回家。
You know, this son seek freedom by leaving home.
这个浪子他离家出走的时候是想要寻找自由。
But at the end, he found freedom returning home.
但是他真正找到真正的自由的时候，却是他回家的时候。
Yes, freedom is found in the place that God has assigned us.
自由就是我们可以在神所招我们的地方才能找到的。
Yes. So if God made us a worker, then we should submit ourselves to our supervisor.
如果神让我们给我们的职分是一个员工，那我们就需要顺服我们的老板。
A child will find freedom, obeying his parents.
一个做子女的，他如果顺服父母的话，他就会有自由。
A husband will find freedom loving his wife.
一个丈夫他如果爱妻子，他就会有自由。
And a wife will find freedom submitting to his husband.
一个妻子她如果顺服自己的丈夫，她就有自由。
You know, our freedom is obtained through the sacrifice of other people.
我们的自由是别人的牺牲才能换来的。
But freedom must be maintained by our continuous fighting to keep it.
但是我们自己也需要经历这样持续的征战来守住这样的自由。
For example, America gained its freedom by the sacrifice of the founding fathers.
例如美国的独立和它的自由是之前的建国的国父他们所付出的代价。
But then after a century later, America will have to fight again to maintain its freedom.
就是一个世纪以后，美国还是需要继续征战来守住他的自由。
Because if Americans do not fight Hitler in Europe, then Hitler will eventually conquer Europe and eventually conconquer the U.S.
因为如果美国没有在欧洲与希特勒交战的话，可能希特勒会征服欧洲，然后征服美国。
So in the same way, we have gained our spiritual freedom from the sacrifice of Jesus, but we need to fight to keep it.
同样的，我们灵性的自由也是因为耶稣的牺牲而得来的。
You know, life is a battle. There's a constant battle that is being fought for our soul.
人生就好像一场持续的征战，那我们的身体和灵魂一直处在这样的一个征战中。
Heaven fight to free us, but hell fight to chain us.
嗯，天国是要你的自由，而地狱却以锁链等着你。
There is a constant battle over our freedom.
嗯，有一个持续的征战，就是要我们的自由。
Yeah, did you know there was a battle over the name of the World Trade Center?
大家知道吗？曾经这个世贸中心关于它的名字曾经有过一场论战。
So after the two World Trade Center building collapsed, they are rebuilding a new one, a single building, which they used to call the Liberty Tower.
当那个世贸中心倒掉以后，他们要建一座新的塔，想要把它叫做自由塔。
But now they change it back to just World Trade Center.
但是现在他们又把它重新改成了世贸中心。
That's one thing I don't understand. Liberty is such a good name. Why would they want to change it?
这个我不太明白，自由是这么好的一个名字，为什么有人把它改了呢？
But then I understand why.
然后我后来我明白了。
See, people want freedom, but yet they don't really want freedom.
就是人们他们想要自由，但是他们其实又不想要那样的自由。
For example, a person want to be free so that he can try different things like drugs.
例如有的人他想要自由的去尝试不同的事物，甚至包括毒品。
But then he become addicted to drugs and he become a slave.
但是他们后来就沉溺成毒品的奴隶。
This is a world full of sick people.
我们的世界上有很多人得各种各样的疾病。
People now are getting allergy, eczema, diabetes, and cancer at an early and early age.
现在患就是过敏或者是哮喘或者是其他各种病的人的年纪越来越小了。
In many cases, it's not within their control.
在很多情况下是人不能自己控制的。
But in some cases, it is.
但在一些情况下是人可以控制的。
Because many people do not follow a healthy diet to obtain to keep their body strong.
因为很多人并没有有一个很好的饮食结构来让他们的身体好起来。
Imagine a prisoner who has been in jail for many years.
我们想象如果有一个囚犯他被锁链关在黑暗的监狱里很多年。
And he is released.Our prison.
有一天他被释放了。
And he step outside and look at the sunshine and take a breath of the fresh air.
他走出去看见阳光，然后深深的吸了一口新鲜的空气。
So he really cherished the freedom.
他会很珍惜他所有的自由。
But then a few months later, he commit the same offense again and then returned to jail.
但这个人可能后来又犯了同样的罪状，又进了监狱。
Yeah, unfortunately, most people who are set free from prison go back to jail again.
你知道吗？其实大部分释放了的囚犯，他们会再次回到监狱里。
So people say they want freedom with their mouth, but by their action, they choose bondage.
所以人们常常嘴里说的是我要自由，但是他们的行为上却常常选择捆绑。
So why it is so difficult for people to choose freedom?
为什么让人们选择自由这么难呢？
In Romans chapter 7, Paul said this, I know that nothing good lives in me, that is my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For what I do is not the good I want to do, no, the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing.
保罗在罗马书七章十八节说，我也知道在我里头就是我肉体之中没有良善，因为立志行善由得我，只是行出来由不得我，故此我所愿意的善我反不做，我所不愿意的恶我倒去做。
You see our flesh, that's our body, wants fleshly freedom, but our spirit wants spiritual freedom, and there is a tug of war between the two.
所以我们的肉身是渴望肉体的自由，但是我们的灵魂是渴望灵性的自由，而我们的肉体和灵就一直处在这样的征战之中。
See the Bible said that the battle is in the mind.
就是这样的征战是在人的思想中的。
Just imagine I'm the mind, okay? Imagine I'm the mind.
我们想一下，如果我就是那个思想。
And on my left is my flesh, my thought.
在我左边就是我的肉体的思想。
And on my right is my spirit.
右边是我灵性的思想。
Now my flesh has a sinful nature that leads me to bondage.
那我的肉体的本质是有罪性的，它会把我牵向这个捆绑。
And my spirit has God's spirit, which wants to go to freedom.
我们的灵是有上帝的性情，它是会引导我们得自由。
And I, the mind, will choose.
我自己我就可以做一个选择。
Should I live by the flesh or live by the spirit?
我是要靠肉体活着呢，还是要靠灵活着呢？
Because we are Christians who accepted Jesus, we have the mind of Christ.
因为我们是基督徒，我们接受基督，我们就有了基督的思想。
And because we have the mind of Christ, we have the ability to say no to the flesh and yes to the spirit.
因此，我们也有了能力，可以对肉体说不，对灵说是。
We have the ability to say no to chain and yes to freedom.
我们也有能力可以对捆绑说不，对自由说是。
And we need to choose this every day.
我们必须每天都做这样的选择。
For example, if someone said something upset us.
比如说，如果有人他说了让我们很不开心的话。
And we choose to revenge by saying something hurtful back to them.
我们可以选择报复，用伤人的话来回应他。
This would make our flesh feel a lot better.
这个会让我们的肉体觉得很满足。
But then tomorrow we regret for what we have said.
但是到了第二天，我们会。为这个感到很后悔。
We have the freedom to speak, but that was not very liberating.
我们当时确实是有自由说了那样的话，但是它并没有释放我们。
See, true freedom is not simply the freedom to choose.
真正的自由并不是你可以自由的选择做什么。
True freedom is attained only if we choose freedom.
真正的自由是。当我们真正做选择要选择自由的时候得到的。
In 2 Corinthians, Paul said that the Lord is spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
在哥林多后书保罗说主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里就得以自由。
Because of the sins of Adam, we were born slaves.
因为亚当的罪，我们生来就成了奴仆。
That's why we need to be born again, born of the Spirit, so that we can be born free.
这就是为什么我们需要被重生，被圣灵重生，成为自由的人。
And the only way to overcome the desire of the flesh or the bondage of the flesh is with the Spirit of the Lord.
唯一可以让我们脱离这种捆绑的办法，就是与主的灵同在。
In John chapter 8, Jesus said that if you hold on to my teaching, you're really my disciple. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
耶稣在约翰福音八章对信他的犹太人说，你们若常常遵守我的道，就是我的门徒，你们必晓得真理。真理必叫你们得以自由。
Okay, so let's see what are the words. The words...say something like this, that we are sinners and that we are all held captive by the devil.
这句话的意思是说我们都是罪人，我们都被做了魔鬼的奴仆。
And Jesus is a sinless person and he came and died to redeem and free us.
耶稣作为一个无罪的人，他来为我们死，救赎了我们。
So our life no longer belongs to us, but belongs to Jesus who freed us.
所以我们的生命不再只是在于自己，属于自己，我们是属于主。
So we should use our life to know Him better and to serve Him.
所以我们应该用自己的生命更多认识他，来服侍他。
So these are the words.
这个就是圣经里讲的。
And let's see how these words becomes truth.
让我们看看这样子的道理怎样变成怎样是真理。
So this is how the word becomes truth.
这样。这样的道就发生在生命中，我们知道它是真理。
We first read the word with our eyes.
我们首先用眼睛来读这些话。
And then try to understand it with our mind.
然后用我们的头脑来理解它。
And then take hold of it in our heart.
然后用我们的心来接受它。
And then we begin to think these words.
我们就开始思想这些话。
Speak these words.
我们谈论这些话。
And act these words.
我们把这些道行出来。
So these words become true and active in our lives.
它这些话就作为真理在我们的生命中能够活起来。
And then it becomes truth.
然后它就成了真理。
And this is the truth that set us free.
这样子的真理就使我们得自由。
Let's go to Psalm 118. David said that in my anguish I cried to the Lord and he answered me by setting me free.
诗篇118篇说我在急难中求告耶和华他就应允我把我安置在宽阔之地。
So this is a very appropriate phrase for what my wife has gone through.
这句经文对我和我太太所经历的就是很贴切。
For those people who have heard it, please bear with me.
可能有些人听过这个，那就请你能原谅我再说一遍。
Okay. So my mom was a widow. Because when my father passed away when I was 11.
我的父亲在我十一岁的时候就去世了，所以我妈妈后来是一个人。
And she worked very hard to support three of us. I'm the oldest child.
我妈妈工作很努力来抚养我们三个孩子。
And so after I got married, I let my mom live with my family in my house.
我结婚以后就让我妈妈来和我的我和我太太同住。
And one of the reasons I let her live in my house is because I'm the only sibling that has a house.
因为我弟兄姐妹中就只有我有房子，所以就让他来跟我们同住。
But when my mom lived with us, she always complained about my wife.
但是当我妈妈来和我们同住的时候，她总会埋怨我的太太。
She wanted my wife to work outside of home to help support the family.
她希望我太太可以出去找工作，可以来补贴家里的开支。
But we decided that it would be better for her to stay home to take care of the children.
但是我们决定我太太最好还是留在家里照顾孩子。
Actually, this is my belief.
其实是我自己认为要这样。
I believe that if the family have enough sufficient financial resource, then it would be better for one of the two spouses to stay home to take care of the children.
我自己觉得，如果一个家里没有太大的经济上的短缺，最好还是父母其中一个留在家里照顾孩子。
But for some reason, I just never explained this clearly to my mother.
但是不知道为什么，我可能就没有把这个很清楚的给我妈妈解释。
And so my mom always accused my wife of being lazy or whatever.
所以我妈妈可能后来就经常会说我太太在家里懒这样的话。
She has said many even more hurtful things to her.
她还甚至说过一些更伤人的话。
And I know that she cried a lot in secret.
我知道我太太她曾经暗地里哭过很多次。
So I was torn between the love for my mother and the love for my wife.
那我自己也觉得很痛苦，一边我很爱我妈妈，一边我又很爱我太太。
So at the end, we decided to rotate my mom.
所以最后我们决定还是我弟兄姐妹还是轮流的让我妈妈住。
So my mom will live my brother or my sister and then come back later.
所以我和我弟兄姐妹就轮流的，我妈妈住在他们那，然后再来我们这里住。
But whenever I call my mom on the phone, my wife said that even though my mom is no longer in the house, just hearing her voice on the phone would cause the pain to come back.
是，甚至后来有时候我打电话给我妈妈，但是我太太她甚至就是在电话里听到婆婆的声音，都会让她那种她遭遇的痛苦还是会回来。
I really never understood at that time.
在那个时候，我不太理解为什么会这样。
So one day, my wife and I went to a church and listened to a speaker.
有一天，我和我太太去一个教会听到。
And at the church, my wife and I were sitting together and we prayed.
在那个教会里，我们坐在一起，我们就祷告。
We prayed in our mind, not with our mouth.
我们用意念来祷告，并没有说出来。
To my surprise, that speaker walked up to us and he said.Heal her, set her free.
但是让我们很吃惊的是，有那个讲员居然走到我们面前，大声地说：“医治她吧，让她自由。”
And I said to my wife, "Well, that was interesting. I was praying that that God would heal you."
然后后来我告诉我太太， 这个太奇怪了，因为我当时就在为你祷告说让神医治你。
And she said, yeah, that was very surprising because I was praying that I'll be set free.
我太太说是啊，很奇妙的一个是我当时也在祷告让神让我得自由。
And then she said that at that moment she felt a heat coming down to her neck and then slowly go down to her back.
她说那一次她就觉得 背上有 一种热量，然后从背部一直下去。
And after that day, she was free.
从那次以后她真的心里痛苦没有了，她就自由
了。Around, I don't remember the exact timing, but my mom accepted Christ around those days.
也就是在大概 那个时期那个时候我的妈妈也接受了基督。
She started listening to Christian tapes.
她开始听一些基督教的录音。
She also read the Bible sometimes.
她有时也会读圣经。
But then later she got cancer and was bedridden in my brother's apartment.
但后来她得了癌症然后就在我哥哥的家里就躺在床上起不来。
So one day I visited her and I called my wife on the phone.
有一天我去看她，看我妈妈，然后我就打电话给我太太。
So I decided that give the phone to my mom so that my mom can talk to my wife.
我就把电话给了我的妈妈，让她跟我太太讲话。
And in the conversation, I heard my mom said, "Please forgive me."
我就听到他们在对话中，我妈妈对我太太说，请你原谅我。
That was the last time they spoke.
那一次是他们两个最后一次讲话。
Because not long after that, my mom went to be with the Lord.
因为不久以后，我妈妈就被主接走了。
So yes, like my wife, my mom was also set free.
是的，就像我太太一样，我妈妈后来也被释放得自由了。
So Jesus' saying was true. When the Son set you free, you're free indeed.
所以耶稣所说的是真的。他说天父的儿子若叫你们自由，你们就真自由了。
Okay, let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
天父，
we thank you so much for the freedom that you've given us through your Son Jesus Christ.
我们真的感谢你在耶稣基督里所给我们的自由。
Help us to cherish this freedom.
帮助我们可以珍惜这样的自由。
Help us not to go back to the old bondage.
帮助我们可以不至于回到过去的捆绑里。
Help us to move forward and use the freedom to know you and to serve you.
帮助我们可以用这样